It's the Michael Mara Show.
Okay. Okay, thank you, baby.
Little tribute for Rob Spielak here. Happy birthday, Elvis.
We're caught in a trap.
That's terrible.
You really foxed me there.
Here's something for Gary Williams, who's coming on locally here in Washington, D.C. after we get off the air here. Right. Hey, Gary, we missed you when you left AU. That goes back a long time ago.
Wow, you never forget.
I was at AU when Gary Williams was there. Very sad when he left.
I understand he left because he had a fight with you.
He didn't. Never saw the man.
Sure.
But I was a fan. I liked his work.
Sure,
and
Gary.
I still do. So,
Gary Williams.
Locally, listen to that here in Washington, D.C. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the program, we got a good one for you.
Yes?
She's coming by.
Oh, is she?
Lindsay Zarniak will be here in studio past just after 4. We'll talk a little sports.
Sure.
We'll talk about her holiday and what she did.
And doesn't she owe us a meal?
I don't know if she's bringing in food tomorrow, but you know her. She'll hear this and she'll do that.
One day soon.
I think at some point we're going to have a cooking show. Because we're gay.
Yes.
And we're going to have a show where everybody's cooking something.
Right.
But we are going to be consuming beer tomorrow.
Good.
Just after 5. Hot beer sommelier. Have you seen a picture of this lady?
No, I have not.
Her name is Christina Perosi. She's calling in.
These are so good.
But what we're going to do, she is a beer sommelier, and she knows her stuff.
What is that?
That's a connoisseur of beer, like a wine sommelier.
Okay, I just am not familiar with the term.
And we were going to have her on the show just to talk about beer, but I can't do that.
No.
Big O and Dukes are phenomenal when they get their beer guy on, and they don't necessarily have to drink beer when they're doing it.
We're going to have
I have to.
We're going to have hot beer?
No, it's going to be cold
she
beer.
She is a hot sommelier who knows
it's a
beer.
Hot beer sommelier.
I see.
She's
I thought she was a sommelier of hot beer.
She's a sommelier.
No.
Her motto is beer is good.
I've tried it with Dr. Pepper, but.
Hold on. Her motto is beer is good. I wonder if she got that from Animal House.
That's very clever.
That from Joe.
And Colin Boyd will review movies for us at 5:30.
He's hot, too.
He's very hot. The snarky Colin Boyd will be here at 5:30. So we're sending out interns tomorrow to get a bunch of different beers that are recommended by Christina Perosi. And as she's talking to us on the phone, we're going to sample them just because we're alkies. And it's Friday and we have to do that.
I have a hunch if we send out TJ the intern, he's going to come back with a lot of 5-packs.
Beth Ann, incidentally, I have to ask you, is that together? Did you get in touch with Christina Perosi's people and arrange that so that we will have a little tasting? Because if you need some money for that, I know you always ask me
and
later.
Please answer as Rosie O'Donnell.
And it's actually going to be Joe doing the shopping. Our interns are all 19.
Oh, they are.
Really?
Wow. Hey, 19.
No, not Earl. Earl's like 40, isn't he?
Earl's not here tomorrow.
All right, I know that's expensive,
girl.
And I want to have plenty, so there's a lot of money there for Joe.
You want to see a receipt, Mike?
Yeah, I'll get you a receipt from him.
Are you going to go with Joe?
He'll have a list written in English. It'll be fine.
You tell her to delegate.
This is beer. This is right in his wheelhouse.
He's evil.
Thank you,
he's evil.
I'll stop paying attention.
I swear to God, with that much money, Joe might be on a plane to Los Angeles.
How could you blame him?
Might be on a plane to Baltimore.
There's going
to
be a good chance. But tell him, hey, we all need our own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We need enough.
Enough.
How many have you put on the list? Do you have the list already? I'm just concerned about this.
She's doing the list now. I'll have it tonight. It's going to be taken care of.
I just want to make sure we have enough. Quantity.
You are an alky.
No, I'm not an alky.
Hey, it's unfortunate, Mike. I lost the receipt, but here's a 12-pack of Miller High Life.
Denial.
Exactly.
Okay, I won't let
this
that
is
happen.
An Irish thing.
I'll do it.
It's an Irish. No, you don't have to do it.
Okay. No.
Don't freak out like that. Buzz is right. Delegate.
Delegate.
Sorry.
The thing is, you're like my mom, in a way, because it was always just enough food.
Yeah.
It's from the potato family.
We don't want to waste.
That's where it comes from. It's to say, okay, would you like another third of the potato before I put it in the refrigerator?
You see, that's
the same thing with the beer, and I don't want it to be that. That's why I'm kind of like abbondanza.
It's the absolute opposite in my house. I mean, if
you guys went to my Christmas party, I have enough booze for everybody?
Oh, plenty. Yeah, you did. It was very nice.
I had plenty left over. Now, that's fun. I look and I see the full half gallons. I'm like, look at that. Plenty.
And plenty of potatoes. Is good.
I did the math.
Don't worry,
everyone gets 10 ounces of beer and a pretzel.
Exactly. He doesn't need to do that.
Okay.
Very excited about tomorrow's show.
I want to see a proper accounting of all that cash.
Hot beer sommelier. And it's not hot beer, Buzz.
Okay.
It's a hot lady talking about beer. Christina Perosi, she is very, very cute.
You should see how she opens the bottle.
Very, very cute. Let's get our last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Yes, they can. That's the answer to the question, can today's spoiled young people adapt to a recession? Now, by spoiled, we mean today's kids have been lucky enough to enjoy designer clothes and sophisticated electronics. Now that the money's drying up, it turns out the kids are all right.
Mm-hmm.
They're stepping up, and proudly. Many are shopping at thrift stores instead of malls, taking part-time jobs to make up for no more allowance.
Well, they're going through something that we didn't even go through. Mm,
that's right. True. Now, quoting a 17-year-old girl, we're all talking about what we spend and what needs to be done to make it through the year. Quoting another, this is a wake-up call to how much we had. I've stopped shopping and it feels good.
Buzz, when you quote these 17-year-old girls, do you find them yourself?
Yes. Yes, I do.
He actually goes out with his microphone.
Did
you just finish class?
But honestly, at the time, I thought they were 18.
Thanks for coming to Auntie Anne's.
Nice to see you. I'll buy you a pretzel if you let me quiz you.
Quoting an author who's written about today's spoiled youth, kids will rise to the occasion. Teens not only want to pitch in, but they also prove they can take care of themselves.
Buzz standing outside of Abercrombie and Fitch, just waiting for the teenagers to spill out.
Buy
some jeans?
He's shirtless with a hoodie.
That's how right. Are you? Yes, a hoodie unzipped down to his navel.
Exactly.
Or where his navel used to be.
That's
in
right.
Briefs. It may be that Detroit just needs better advertising. A Consumer Reports survey shows that Americans rank Toyota and Honda higher for quality in trucks, on cars and trucks, than they do for Ford and Chevy.
Who are these people?
Americans.
No.
Consumer Reports surveyed people. And
that crooked outfit still in business?
Yes, they are.
Wait, Honda and Toyota ranked higher than Americans?
For quality
for
in the
trucks.
Minds of Americans, yes.
For trucks.
Cars and trucks.
Yeah. No.
Hello. What, a Tundra and a Sierra? Excuse me, I like Chevy trucks too, but you talk about build quality.
That's good, Mike. That's
I'm not
really
being
good.
Anti-American
when
here.
When are you moving to China?
I'm not.
No. fellas.
I'm not talking about anything. I prefer a Chevy truck or a GMC truck.
Well, then you're an American.
I have owned a GMC truck.
And you see, that's good.
I mean, a legitimate pickup truck, and I loved it.
I wonder
love
why the
truck.
Country's in a shambles, America.
But it's all
I
apparently...
I really, really wonder.
It's in our heads, Rob. It's in our heads. Americans rank Toyota as a top-quality vehicle, even though Consumer Reports reliability tests rank it in fifth place. So perception and reality,
right.
Two different things.
Okay.
In other consumer news, a consumer group is asking the government to delay the February 17th deadline for shutting off our traditional TV transmitters. Consumers Union says the transition has been sloppy and that the shutoff needs to be delayed so as few people as possible are left behind. It points out that the government's run out of money anyway in the fund that helps people buy converter boxes. And it says this economy is no time to ask consumers to pay for something foisted upon them by the government.
I don't know. When I see a weather person on TV reminding me that there's only 16 days left, I feel pretty calm.
Is there anybody out there that is saying that we are going to hit the ground running on January 20th and that maybe there's an outside chance they're going to kick a little ass? I mean, is there anyone? I've heard
after the inauguration,
it's going to take a long time. But I mean, when we have a new government essentially in place, we've got the Congress and Senate seated.
Right.
Is there any chance that, you know, when Obama's sworn in, that they work quickly and maybe? Has anyone predicted that maybe we spin out of this thing earlier than later? Is there anybody out there being positive?
No one, not even Barack Obama believes that. Everybody believes that it's all of 2009 is going to be
just
pretty rough.
Just trying to spread a little sunshine.
I know.
All I'm doing.
Here's what you do, Mike.
Yeah.
You're a pundit. You make that prediction.
Yeah, you start that ball.
Nah.
Nah.
I don't feel like... We're going to have Erin Burnett from NBC. She's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, good.
And
good.
She's kind of
boxed.
Yeah,
we're going to fight with Ann Coulter, talk to Erin Burnett. Beth Ann's hitting the ground running in 2009.
She's a hot financial sommelier.
Yes, she is.
There are bad divorces.
You warned me.
And then there's this one.
Okay.
In fact, there's never been a divorce like this before.
I really hope this is the one you're going to talk about.
It is. In New York, a doctor suing his wife because after donating a kidney to her.
Listen to this.
She had an extramarital affair and then dumped him with divorce papers.
Beth Ann, if there is any possible way of getting this guy on, I would love to talk to him.
Yeah.
Him and his lawyer, they're both talking. Dr. Richard Batista and his lawyer now say they want either the kidney back or $1.5 million, which is apparently the going rate for a used kidney.
Right.
I felt humiliated and betrayed, disrespected and disregarded for me. As a person? As a man? As a husband? As a father?
There it is.
Father? This is incredible. He donates his kidney, and after she gets the kidney, that's when she serves him with papers.
Right, after she has an affair.
After she has an affair. I mean, amazing. Really amazing. I'd love to know the specific timelines. I'd really like to know. It was the affair. Is there any evidence that the affair was going on before she got sick and needed the kidney?
That we do not know about, but I can tell you this. She wouldn't have had the strength for that affair if it weren't for that kidney.
You know, there's another famous bride who gave their husband a kidney.
Remember? Really?
Who?
George Lopez has his wife's kidney.
Oh, that's right.
Give me a break. Yes, now what if she divorced
They're still married, though.
Yes.
And his head is continually getting bigger.
That's also his wife's head.
Ay, mio. And the fighting in the Mideast may have just turned into a three-way. Israel fired a half dozen shells into Lebanon today after a rocket attack from some group inside Lebanon. Lebanese officials have criticized the attack, say it did not come from Hezbollah. Israeli officials have said they will not be drawn into yet another battle.
All right, if it didn't come from Hezbollah, who the hell did it come from?
Good question.
Just some random people that got their hands on rockets?
Toyota.
Fair question.
Toyota. Came from Toyota.
Let go. Let go, Pitbull. Let go.
Amazing story. Here in suburban Washington, Montgomery County, Maryland, some high school students have admitted to the following prank. They found vehicles that looked like the ones driven by people they felt had done them wrong. Teachers, fellow students. They found these lookalike vehicles, and then they went to the internet and photoshopped onto glossy paper fake license plates that matched the numbers of their enemies' plates and put them on the lookalike vehicles. And then they drove those vehicles over the speed limit through areas that have cameras to photograph speeders. Hilarity ensued. And so did questions about the credibility of those speed cameras.
Okay, real quick, just super quick, because I lost you on that. How did they dupe the cameras again?
Let's say Mr. Jones, a teacher you don't like, drives a white van.
They found
a white van just like it.
And they superimpose the numbers of the
fake,
license plate.
The
and
fake
they just,
license plate.
They do it like with a Xerox.
Sped past the speed cameras, nailed his ass.
Have you ever been nailed by a camera?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, me too.
It sucks.
Finally, a week into the new year, and we already have our first candidates for Mother of the Year. And one of them's not even a mother. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, police were called to the mall to arrest a 35-year-old woman for shoplifting a keychain. During the arrest, the woman started screaming that she was going into labor. She must have looked the part because police called in an ambulance, which rushed her to the hospital. She, of course, wasn't even pregnant, just fat. She'll have to pay for the ambulance ride.
I like that.
And in Middletown, Ohio, a 37-year-old woman was arrested for shoplifting while taking her two kids, through the local dollar store. Among the items she took, a copy of the book, 100 Ways to Be a Great Mom.
Good for her.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I want to thank Billy Bush. Billy's going to be hosting Access Hollywood for the next 100 years because he's a lucky guy, boys.
He never ages, Mike.
Also, Joe Beninati from the Washington Capitals, best TV play-by-play guy you will hear. Let's go, Caps. Tomorrow, Lindsay Zarniak, beer sommelier Christina Perosi, and Colin Boyd. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, read your Bible, tone your tush, party like you're Billy Bush. Keep your head up, never frown. Help us pick out Beth Ann's gown. Eat your Wheaties, wash your hands, make your special weekend plans. Kiss your sweetie, pet the dog, start your own opinion blog. But please remember, take it slow. And don't forget our little show. Until tomorrow, adieu from all of us at the O'Mara Shoe. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay! It's the Mike O'Mara Show.